It was this lack of self-worth. And it was really strange because I was like, I had all these visible examples of all these things that, you know, made me worthy and showed my value and showed how well I was kind of doing. And outwardly people were like, oh my God, you're killing it, blah, blah, blah. But the internal dialogue was that I wasn't good enough. And it was just so strange that it came up at the same time I was almost on this momentous, successful loop.
Have you ever wondered whether there's actually a sustainable way to balance a healthy and meaningful life with your busy schedule? Well, you're in luck, Balancer, because I did too. And the Balance Theory podcast is now a dedicated space to be curious in finding a balance that just works. Because since we're being honest here, balance isn't a one-size-fits-all. I'm your host, Erica, and let's dive into today's episode.
Hey Balancers, and welcome to another episode of the Balance Theory podcast. I'm your host, Erica, and for everyone that's new here, a warm, warm welcome to the show. This podcast is a space where we get curious on the things that impact our self-awareness, our self-growth, and most importantly, our sense of life balance. It's a space for me to share things I'm very curious on and am struggling with and be able to workshop that with you together, or also a space where I can interview other people and learn from them and also bring that into a conversation in a space for you guys to hear. So I'm really excited you're here joining me. And today we have a very, very practical episode. Now, I know most of my episodes are practical because I was one of those podcast listeners where I would listen to a show and they would be talking about incredible concepts, you know, self-love and self-awareness and success and all these things. But what I found sometimes was they didn't really talk about the practicality, like, how do I actually implement this? Like, give me some steps, give me a guide, give me something tangible. I found sometimes it was very like high level philosophical type conversations and not really practical. So that's kind of a big pillar of the show. I, like you, have a full-time job. I have a lot of hobbies. I have a lot of interests. I want to keep my health up to scratch. I have relationships that I'd like to keep at a certain level in my life. And so balancing and doing all these things, I like having a practical guide and step-by-step sometimes on how to actually do things. And so today I want to take the idea of self-awareness and I want to make that tangible for you guys. I want to share 5 ways that I practically practice that. Because I think sometimes when we talk about self-awareness, it's like, you know, bringing awareness to the things you're doing and situations. But like, I feel like if there's practical ways or like certain examples that you can take away and think about, I personally feel like that's quite useful. And so I've tabled 5 that have been the most profound in my life. And I wanted to share them with you guys today. If you haven't had the chance to leave us a review, comment, rating, or subscribe on any platform that you're listening to, it would mean the absolute world to me. And you know what? It actually really helps us reach more people just like me and you who are struggling with the same daily things that we are. It helps them find our show. So if you can give us a thumbs up, subscribe, a comment, a review, anything on whatever platform you're listening on, it would mean the absolute world to me. So let's get stuck into it. 5 practical ways that I practice self-awareness. Number 1, I always notice or really pay attention to my thoughts immediately after I have a quote unquote success or failure. So if I've had something happen that I would deem a failure or something that hasn't worked out, right? Or conversely, if I've had a big win, right? I've just booked someone incredible for the show, or I've just come off a really good interview, or I've just got something exciting in the pipeline. Noticing my thoughts directly after that has been a game changer. So self-awareness in the context of turning your mind to the type of thoughts you're having directly after these. And I'll give you an example and why I think this is so powerful. So a few years ago, I remember I had launched a podcast, I had an econ business, I had a great job in Sydney as a lawyer. And it was just after I started to feel a bit of momentum with the podcast in the early days. And I remember just feeling a complete sense of not enoughness. It was this lack of self-worth. And it was really strange because I was like, I had all these visible examples of all these things that, you know, made me worthy and showed my value and showed how well I was kind of doing. And outwardly people were like, oh my God, you're killing it, blah, blah, blah. But the internal dialogue was that I wasn't good enough. And it was just so strange that it came up at the same time I was almost on this momentous successful loop. So what that showed to me was there was an inconsistency between consciously what was going on, the evidence, what I was seeing in my reality, and subconsciously what I thought about myself, which was that I actually wasn't worthy. And this is like a form, what I've learned since in therapy, a form of like self-sabotage. And you basically self-sabotage when you're doing something or changing something that doesn't correlate with a belief you hold about yourself. If you have a limiting belief that money isn't good, or that having a lot of money makes you a bad person, you might find that then you consciously have a goal to save a certain amount of money, but you can never actually get there. And that's because consciously you're trying to do something that conflicts with a subconscious belief you have, because subconsciously you think that's going to make you a bad person. Or it could come across in the form of love, like not feeling like you're lovable. You might find whenever you get close to being in a serious relationship or getting really affectionate with people, whatever it is, you sabotage that. And again, it's that disconnect between the conscious and the subconscious. So I think if we bring this down to like present moment, and an ongoing exercise or pursuit you could have is thinking about your thoughts or noticing your thoughts directly after a quote unquote success or failure, and noticing if there's any disconnect there. This practice has been very powerful. And the other thing it also showed me, because I have since worked with a therapist very closely, I understand what is the source of those limiting beliefs. So I'll share with you guys, for example, like some certain friendships and even just like flings, like romantic relationships I've had in the past, they've made me feel like I'm not enough. So what was really interesting was when I had this success or momentum, it wasn't like I wasn't feeling good enough, but I would think of these past people, and it was more what they represented. Not that they, it felt like they had randomly popped into my head, and I was kind of like, oh, why am I thinking about these people? But it was actually what they represented, which was I'm not good enough, which is so wild when you think about how creative the brain is, how far it goes to protect us effectively is what it's doing. But no thanks, it's not useful brain, but it does show an inconsistency between, you know, our conscious and our subconscious. So a very, very powerful exercise, and one way I very practically practice, I've got to change that wording, one way I practice self-awareness that's tangible.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Number two is to notice my energy around certain people and places. Now, it's not only noticing it, but it's actually then honoring it. Okay, so if someone makes me feel like shit, they make me feel crap, I feel really negative after seeing them, it's not just being like, okay, I accept that they're a negative person or they have this impact on me. It's then actually setting boundaries, limiting my exposure, avoiding them at all costs if I can. You know, some situations you can't avoid people. Maybe they're in your family, maybe they're in big friendship groups. Like, you don't have to be rude to people, but you can definitely like sit on the other side of the room. You can acknowledge them without giving them your time. So noticing your energy around certain places or people, especially when they make you feel negative or drag you down, and then actually acting on it has been really game changing for me. It's helped me set boundaries because, as you guys have heard me say over and over again, like boundaries were difficult for me to set and stick to because I wasn't clear on what I was protecting in place of that. So understanding like, what am I protecting? It's actually my energy, because I know what the consequence is if I don't. It's that negative pull down kind of feeling. Then it becomes easier to say no and set boundaries because you're clear on what it's for. A third way I practice self-awareness that's tangible is when I'm having a bad day being low energy, not feeling great. Maybe it's like around that time of month and I just, you know, don't have the zest to do things energetically the way I would want. I try to come to a place where I just accept that rather than fight it, rather than push through and like push myself. No, I have to do this workout or I have to do this much work today. It's kind of like, is anyone going to die? Is it going to be the end of the world? No, it can wait till tomorrow, next week, whatever it is. Like, I feel like I get so stressed out sometimes. Like, I put it on my to-do list for Friday. Like, I want to get it done Friday. And it's like, great. You can have that intention and you can set that for yourself. But if you get to Friday and you're not feeling it and it is not happening, just honor that. And this actually kind of, you could extend to emotions in general. Like, sometimes they pop up and like throw us off what we had planned for that day. But at the end of the day, if we can honor those things, if we can just give them space and understand that everything is temporary, that's been a big one for me, to practice self-awareness and actually just be a little bit freer in my life experience, not be so like rigid and I have to be in control all the time and things didn't work out perfectly. So this has been a really nice way I have found practicing self-awareness. Number four is bringing curiosity to my judgment. So I'm going to give you guys a very honest example of something I notice myself time and time again being judgmental over and ways I've become curious about it. So I'm not proud to say this, but I'm very judgmental when I'm in like a grocery store and I see someone's shopping cart and it's like all packaged unhealthy food, like soft drink, frozen cake, like whatever, like no fresh produce. Now, when I notice myself being judgmental and I bring curiosity to that, what I actually uncovered was I am super self-conscious about what other people think of me in my shopping cart. So I have that judgment on others because it's an insecurity I have about myself and what that picture paints about my lifestyle. You know, it's something I care about, but then it goes to the effect where I care what other people think about me, hence why I'm so judgmental. So I think when you feel yourself being judgmental, it could be like what someone else is wearing, what somebody else is doing, whatever it is, and like, don't be ashamed of it. Judgment is normal. You're human. It's fine. It can actually be a great teacher when you bring curiosity to it. So that's my honest little piece of judgment that I'm not proud of, but it has helped me learn something about myself. And I think can be really powerful for you to learn something about yourself too. So just remember that, bring curiosity to your judgment. And the fifth practical way that I practice self-awareness is through meditation. This is a beautiful practice. It's just like, honestly, in the simplest form, it is just holding space for yourself. It's just a period of time you carve out, whether it be 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, where you can just be with your own thoughts and observe what's going on. It's not trying to decipher anything. There's no agenda in that time. It's just noticing things. Because the more you practice that habit, the more you don't have to sit down, cross your legs and close your eyes to get into that habit or that space. You actually start to observe your thoughts on an ongoing basis. And what that does is it creates disconnect between you and the thought, which means as you're going through your day, you can notice your thoughts rather than attach them or internalize them as you. You meditating strengthens that skill. Right? Meditating is obviously a beautiful practice and there's so many benefits in and of itself. But when you start to view it as actually a skill that then translates into everyday life when you're not actually sitting in meditation, that's really powerful. And that's been an incredible tool for me in terms of my own self-awareness. So these are five really, really practical ways that I practice self-awareness all the time. It's kind of things that I've peppered in over the years. So if all five are kind of new and fresh and you feel like you haven't really tried out any of them before, maybe just pick one or two that you want to start with, see how you feel, and then you can chop and change between them. Maybe you're already doing some and another one has stood out and you're like, that's really interesting. I could try that. Give it a go. But this is like, just take it on board as a little bit of a toolkit. Once you hear these things, they're kind of always in the back of your mind. So now the next time you're being judgmental, you'll have me in the back of your head being like, get curious about that. Like, why are you being judgmental? Like, what does it say about you? So you can't unhear this stuff. And it's kind of just lodged there for a rainy day. Whenever you need it, it's a toolkit you can turn to. So that's today's episode, guys. The five really, really practical ways that I try and practice self-awareness. Of course, this list is always chopping, changing. If you guys have any suggestions that you do that you feel would be really like great and want to share them, drop me a comment, whether it's on the Spotify channel on the episode page, you can drop a comment. YouTube, you can drop comments as well. On Instagram, you can reach me too. I'd love to hear maybe some tips or habits that you guys have that you feel have really strengthened your self-awareness, or how you feel about any of the ones that I've shared today. So don't be shy. Come say hi. I always love hearing from you guys. And as always, share this across with someone who you feel would love the episode too. Knowledge is great when we hear it, but it's even better when we share it. That's a wrap for today, guys. I will see you all on Monday for another episode. And until then, stay balanced.
Hold up.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.